Hi, my name's Kari. You're listening to Talk Back with my grandma, Gloria Shea. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Talk Back, today's latest edition of Talk Back, hosted by yours truly, Gloria Shea. We're coming to you from the city of Cleveland. Today is August 29th. It's Sunday. It's approximately 6 o'clock p.m. So wherever you are, wherever you're listening, grab a cup of coffee, have a sit down, relax, and enjoy the show with me today. We're going to talk about none other than Paul Robeson, stellar athlete, performing artist, stage and film actor, activist, all around, just a superhero of mine. We're going to talk about today, Paul Robeson. Thank you for tuning in. By the way, be sure and go to our YouTube page, Talk Back with Gloria. Please be sure and like and subscribe and share our shows on Talk Back Live. We come to you every other weekend. We did not have a show this past weekend. We're actually preparing for our fall lineup. We've got some exciting guests coming up September and October. Of this year, so be sure and tune in. You can catch us on YouTube, you can catch us on Facebook Live, and you can always hear the show on Spotify, on Google, on Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are heard. So make sure to stay tuned. Go to the YouTube page. Please like and subscribe. Always tune in to Talk Back because we're bringing you some fabulous stories. Today, we're going to talk about Paul Robeson, one of my all-time favorites. Our sponsor is Renwood Luxury Cigar Lounge, located right here in the city of Cleveland. They're located at 524 East 200th Street. That's in Euclid, Ohio. And their phone number is 216-350-3094. I'll repeat, 216-350-3094. That is Renwood Luxury Cigar Lounge. They were on our show actually just a couple weeks ago on Talk Back Live. We had one of the owners on, and I must say it was a fabulous show. I hope you were able to tune in live, and if not, you can always go to the Spotify app and hear it on the audio version of it. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to Talk Back. And we certainly are glad to have you with us this evening. Today is Sunday. It's approximately 6 o'clock here in the city of Cleveland. And we're going to talk about none other than Paul Robeson, one of my all-time favorites. As I said earlier, he was a stellar athlete, a stellar performing artist. He starred in both stage and film versions of many, many great shows on Broadway, to name just a few. On the early on here, Emperor Jones, Showboat. I mean, he was simply magnificent in any and everything that he touched. Paul Leroy Robeson was born April 9th, 1898 in Princeton, New Jersey. And he was born to Anna Louisa and William Drew Robinson, who was an escaped enslaved person, his father, William Drew Robinson. Robinson's mother died from a fire when he was just 6 years old. His father, who was also a clergyman, moved the family after the death of his mother to Somerville, where a young Paul Robeson did excel in academics, and he sang in the local church. Early on, he was a star athlete. When he was even around 17 years old, he did earn a scholarship to attend Rutgers University. And he was only the third African-American to do so. And so from then on, he knew he had capabilities of being an athlete, and he really enjoyed being an athlete. From 1920 to 1923, Robeson attended Columbia University Law School, teaching Latin and playing pro football on the weekends to pay tuition. In 1921, he wed fellow Columbia student journalist Aslanda Good. The two would be married for more than 40 years and have a son together in 1927, Paul Robeson Jr. Robeson also worked briefly, believe it or not, as an attorney. In 1923, he did leave the legal field after encountering severe racism at his firm, with encouragements of his wife, who would later become his manager. He turned fully to the stage. Aren't you glad he did? I most certainly am. Some of his very, very early roles were things like All God's Children Got Wings and Emperor Jones. So he entered into the theater world approximately the year of 1926. What a voice, what a talent, what a treasure we had in Paul Robeson, in acting, athleticism, performing arts, singer, film. He performed at Carnegie Hall many, many times. He actually had, which was a recorder, you can always go to YouTube and pull this up. He had an historic concert on May 9th, 1958, right at Carnegie Hall. Some of his stage credits on Broadway include Taboo, that was in 1922, Black Boy, 1926, All God's Children Got Wings in 1924. He did Showboat. He did a London production as well as a Broadway production. He did the London production in 1928, and he did Showboat on Broadway in 1932. John Henry, he did 1940, and then he did Othello on Broadway in 1943, and then again in 1945. We're going to actually take a listen to some of his renditions of Othello on stage. Take a listen and hear this magnificent, magnificent actor playing a bit of Othello. Take a listen.
Savage passion, yo. Othello came from a culture as great as that of ancient Greece. He came from an Africa of equal stature. And he felt he was betrayed, his honor was betrayed, and his human dignity was betrayed. And so when they come for him from Venice, he speaks and says, "Soft! I have done the state some service, and they know it. I pray you in your mother, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuates. Men must you speak of them and love the full life of one that easily jealous, but be haunt, perplexed in each. Set you down this and say besides that in Aleppo once we had a malignant and determined to be the Venetian and reduce the state. I took by the throat a damned heathen bomb and smote him death.
There you have it. That was a take, an outtake of a monologue from Othello. And of course, there you were actually hearing the voice of none other than Paul Robeson. Paul Robeson was beyond gifted. He had such expansion of talents. I mean, he could act. He didn't always know he could act. His first love was, of course, in the athletic field. He was, as I stated just a bit earlier, he was a football player while attending college, but he was very athletic. I mean, he could have, if he wanted to, he could have most certainly just stayed in the field of athletics and gone on to become a very, very popular football star. But acting was in him. He studied acting while he was in college, and he went on to do Othello like no one else could, actually. But he was just diverse in so many things. He took on that role, and he was a bit nervous about the role, and he was an actor who studied his characters immensely. And Othello, the history of Othello is very, very, very interesting. Of course, the actor, and this is written, this play, let's remember, is written by Shakespeare. And Shakespeare's writing mostly, for those that are familiar with Shakespeare, mostly predates the transatlantic slave trade and the more modern obsession with biological classification. So his theory, and this is based on here, Othello was of African descent. When Shakespeare used the word black, he was not exactly describing a race the way we would. He meant instead someone with darker skin than an Englishman at the time, when Englishmen were very, very pale. Now, history of Othello, he was a Moor, and he was from Africa. Never names his birthplace. Shakespeare never names his birthplace in the play. But in Shakespeare's time, Moors could be from Africa, but they could also be from the Middle East or even from Spain. But they were of a darker complected skin. They were not Englishmen. And Shakespeare was very, very poignant in being explicit about that in his play that he had written named Othello. Othello was simply went on, it toured Broadway, and it was a smash each and every time. And as I said, it played, Robeson played Othello in Broadway in 1943, and then he came back again in 1945 to play Othello. And both times it was a sellout, and it was a smash. A smash indeed. He did, in 1924, he did a play on Broadway called All God's Chillin' Got Wings. Let's take a listen here to an excerpt from that. All God's Chillin' Got Wings. Take a listen.
I got you, you got you. All of God's children got shoes. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven. Everybody talk about a heavenly soul in heaven. I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven. I got gold, you got gold. All of God's children got gold. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my robe, I'm gonna shout all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven, everybody talk about a heavenly soul in their heaven. Heaven, I'm gonna shout all over God's heaven. I got a heart, you got a heart, all of God's children got hearts. When I get to heaven, gonna take up my harp, I'm gonna play all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven, everybody talk about a heavenly home in heaven. Heaven, I'm gonna play all over God's heaven. I got wings, you got wings, all of God's children got wings. When I get to heaven, gonna hit you on the wings, I'm gonna fly all over God's heaven. Heaven, everybody talk about a heavenly going in heaven. Heaven, I'm gonna fly all over God's heaven.
There you have it, Paul Robeson. All God's Children Got Wigs. That was a smash, another smash on Broadway that he starred in. And that was actually done early on in 1924. Not sure if he did a remake of that particular play or ever came back to Broadway to redo that. But at the time, it was a big smash in Broadway. And keep in mind the time frame we're speaking of, 1924, where they had segregated audiences. And it was a sellout. It was a smash hit to mostly white audience at that time. Paul Robeson, All God's Children Got Wings. You're listening to Talk Back, hosted by yours truly, Gloria Shea. Thank you for tuning in today. We're talking about one of my all-time favorites, Paul Robeson. He was an actor, stage actor, film actor, activist, athlete, performing artist, everything A-list, believe me, everything A-list all down the line. Our sponsor today is Renwood Luxury Cigar Lounge, located at 524 East 200th Street, right here in Cleveland, Ohio. Give them a call. It's a fabulous cigar lounge. If you're a person who visit cigar lounges, or if you're actually new to smoking cigars, or if you'd like to learn more about which particular lounges are located right here in the city of Cleveland, I highly recommend you check out Renwood Luxury Cigar Lounge, located 524 East 200th Street in Cleveland, Ohio. If you'd like to know their hours, give them a call, 216-350-3094. That's 216-350-3094. Give them a call. Make sure you let them know that Talk Back and Gloria sent ya. Check them out. They're a great group of guys. And Philip and those guys over there, they're awesome. We had him on Talk Back Live just a few weeks ago. What an awesome, awesome show. And I tell you, it's very upscale. It's relaxing. If you like great conversation, a relaxing atmosphere, then you need to check out Renwood Luxury Cigar Lounge. If you're new to the cigar, if you like to know more about cigars, believe me, check them out. They are very knowledgeable about cigars, the different brands of cigars, and they can really, really give you some good information. They're located, again, 524 East 200th Street, Cleveland, Ohio. And their phone number is 216-350-3094. Check them out. Okay, so Paul Robeson, one of my all-time favorites. I never, ever can say that I have not been enthralled in his performances. I have actually looked every now and then. You can pull up some old movies on television, especially now with the different cables and the different streaming products out there. And he was a very interesting gentleman. He early on felt the pain of oppression for African Americans, and he early on stood up for activism. He was very much a political activist. He was blackballed. He was the Senate. He even had to speak before the Senate because he was blackballed after a time for his activism. And he was considered a communist. And he was actually, just outcast as a communist. And it hurt his ability to get work and such. And he was a beloved international figure. I mean, he had not only a following here in the United States, but he had a huge following in Europe. He regularly spoke out against racial injustice. He was involved in world politics. He was a highly intelligent gentleman. He supported Pan-Africanism. He was very loyal. He helped support soldiers during the Spain Civil War. He took part in anti-Nazi demonstrations. He performed for Allied forces during World War II. He visited the Soviet Union. Maybe that's kind of how they tried to blacklist him as a communist. But he did travel to the Soviet Union several times during the mid-1930s. He developed a fondness for Russia, for Russian folk culture. He studied Russian, okay, as did his son. His son also came to reside in the capital city of Moscow with his grandmother. So he was world traveled. He spoke different languages. And his relationship with the USSR became very controversial, as I said. He was blackballed, blacklisted as a communist. But he was simply a humanitarian. His beliefs were different than what the United States wanted him to have at that time. So he was just an outspoken gentleman. He was well-versed, and he spoke out against it. During that era and that time, the 1930s and such, McCarthyism was huge, it was big. The Cold War was looming large. And he found himself in a very compromising position. He had to contend with the U.S. government officials who no doubt followed him, probably taped him, many of his conversations. But the U.S. government was really out to get him during this time. And they were looking for anything that they could find that would blacklist him. But he stood his ground. He spoke out against racism. And he was not to be deterred, not at all. His biography was published, it's entitled Here I Stand, in 1958. He wrote his autobiography in 1958. It's called Here I Stand. So if you're a Paul Robeson fan as I am, I would highly recommend you go check that out, pull it up online. It was titled Here I Stand, 1958. That was the year he wrote his autobiography. That was the same year that he won the right to have his passport reinstated because they took his passport. So once again, after his passport was reinstated, he was allowed again to travel internationally. He received accolades from all over the world, but quite frankly, the damage had already been done. He went into depression. He had some health problems that arose at this time, and it was quite difficult for Paul Robeson at this time. Robeson and his family returned to the United States in 1963, and he lived with his sister at that time, and he did pass from a stroke January 23rd, 1976, at the age of 77 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. His legacy is beyond anything that I could say with words today. His legacy spreads abroad as well as here in the States. He was so passionate and dynamic, and he was a force to be reckoned with here in the States as well as all over the globe. He just would not stand down. Can you imagine the times that he lived in the 30s, the 20s, and the 30s? And in the 40s, he passed on in the 1976, but even then, things were a bit uncomfortable for African Americans. So I don't know if I could interview him today, if he would say, thank God I've lived long enough to see a change. I don't know if he would say that, even today in 2021. What a joy it would be for me if I could interview the great Paul Robeson, if I could have interviewed him and got him on tape. That would have been a highlight of my life, I must tell you. Paul Robeson, athlete, actor, activist, performing artist. He was an athlete. He encompassed so many things, and he was a man of great stature, and he had such a great and inviting, booming baritone voice. And when he spoke, you would listen to him. He had much success on Broadway, much success early on in the 1920s and the 1930s. As I said, he had All God's Children Got Wings. We heard an excerpt from that. That was in 1924. He did that on Broadway. Showboat he did in 1928. He did also a London production of Showboat over in London. That was a success. He came back and did Showboat on Broadway again in 1932. He did John Henry in 1940. And then, of course, Othello, Broadway, 1943. in 1945. Let's take another listen here at Paul Robeson. Now, this you will hear is Paul Robeson speaks. He's speaking at the hearing before the Senate. He was required to do so because, as I said, at that time, he was considered and he was tagged as a communist. So he had to speak and he had to go before the Senate in 1948. Take a listen.
The second paragraph, that the question of the necessity for the legislation, that it's necessary to attempt to establish and set up the territory indicates that many countries have supposed this expression of all opposition to the party of power. Subordination of the rights of individuals in the state, the denial of fundamental rights and liberties which are characteristic of representative form of government, such as freedom of speech, the press, of assembly, religious worship, and result in the maintenance of control over the people through fear, terrorism, and brutality. I have been all over the United States speaking and attempting to speak, and I have been experiencing in our own country today this very thing of control over the people through fear, terrorism, and brutality. This is happening in all parts of this land. Now, it seems to me that we're protecting the people of the United States, that these protections are necessary from quite another point of view than I can see in their so-called necessity in this land.
Do you mean that they are...
I'm saying these are...
entitled to protection even as provided...
That it says that but in the same paragraph, the D7 subordination of the rights of individuals to the state and all the fundamental rights and liberties and so forth. I think that this is a complete. For example, the definition, since our states are sovereign powers, so to speak, except for the rights delegated to the federal government, a complete description of, say, what happens to the Negro people today in Mississippi, Alabama, and many other states of the Union. And the necessity of legislation seems to me. I will go into what I consider the constitutionality, the denial of civil rights under this bill, in fact, to the whole question of the way we have placed this whole question in the bill. But it seems to me that the necessity for legislation is my concern. I suggest with the committee today and for some time to come that since in this bill, perhaps hundreds of thousands of Americans would like to speak on it. That it should, not only today, but perhaps in the future, there should be opportunity for that. And I am tremendously interested, before approaching in detail this bill, just to ask you a question as to why, in the light of the terror that I've seen and the denial of rights, that the mentioned bill is not sort of before the Senate at this time. It hasn't come out of the committee.
I couldn't answer that. I'm personally trying to get it out of the committee.
I think that. That if there are any kind of activities that strike at the very basis of our democratic way of life, that this certainly should come out. Both parties have gone on record for civil rights of the Negro people, and it looks as though you might get through that. So I'm certainly hoping that this bill will come out, and perhaps even this bill can be put aside for the moment and extended later to see that these rights should be guaranteed.
There you have it. That was actually, he appeared, Paul Robeson appeared May 31st, 1948. That was his Senate testimony on the Mutt Nixon bill. And the bill was the requirement, as I said early on, that all members of the Communist Party of the United States register with the government, and they were brought forth in front of the government there. So he had to speak. And as far as him being a member of the Communist Party, I I'm not sure. I don't remember reading anything that he actually acknowledged that he was a member of the Communist Party. I think from my readings and studying Paul Robeson, it was assumed that he was a member because he was so outspoken against the racism at that time here in the United States. So he was categorized, he was put in a category as being a communist, but he loved the country. He just hated what was being done to his fellow brothers and sisters here in the United States. What a voice. What a treasure Paul Robeson was for us. I encourage you to go and read any and everything that you can find on this great gentleman, Paul Robeson. What the richness and the power of his voice was simply magnificent. He was a treasure. He was a golden treasure here in everything, in acting, athleticism, performing artists. He was a singer. He was a film artist. He sang at Carnegie Hall. He was just, he was everything that you can imagine as far as a total entertainer. So there you have it. You had a chance to hear him actually speak, and he was forthright. I mean, he didn't back down to the questions. He was very, very adamant about how he felt, what he experienced here in the United States, and he basically let it out. He wasn't afraid of the government here, who was literally following him, probably recording him, following him everywhere he went abroad as well as the States. And he was welcome everywhere else in Europe. He was very welcome there, much like Josephine Baker at that time. Remember, she moved from the United States to Paris to live there because of racism. Nina Simone comes to mind as another great entertainer, gifted performer, moved out of the United States because of racism. So quite a few of those did that back then. And I wanted to bring and feature Paul Robeson today and share this with our listening audience. I hope you've been enjoying what I've been bringing to you today. Our sponsor, again, is Renwood Luxury Cigar Lounge, located right here in the city of Cleveland. They're located at 524 East 200th Street, right here in the city of Cleveland. They have a magnificent atmosphere if you're looking for a great conversation. Just great atmosphere, great conversation, relaxing time. Maybe you're a connoisseur of cigars. I tell you, you should check out Renwood Luxury Cigar Lounge because they have all of the cigars. They're knowledgeable. They know the different brands, where the tobacco, they just can really, really help you out. Call them, 216-350-3094. That's 216-350-3094. Be sure and let them know that Gloria from Talkback sent you, okay? They are our sponsor of Talkback, so we want to encourage you to check them out. Now, before I leave you, James Earl Jones, first, he was the very first African-American actor to do the character of Othello, after, of course, Paul Robeson, and he was also magnificent. His first acting role as Othello came in Central Park. Okay, 1964, he did Othello, his portrayal of Othello in Central Park. And then he did a Broadway revival of the play a little bit later on. But James Earl Jones did a magnificent job. Here again, he had a booming baritone voice, much like that of Robeson. So it was very believable and admired and loved by many. But I've enjoyed bringing Paul Robeson to you today. He's one of my all-time favorites. And being that I am a playwright now, officially trying to get our work, Sugar the Play, by the way, has been copyrighted. And we are now advertising for auditions. So if you are an actor and you're located locally here in the city of Cleveland, you give us a call, 216-394-8926. That's 216-394-8926. Give us a call. Go to our Facebook page, simply titled Sugar the Play, and friend us, like the page. If you have questions about the auditions, let us know. But we're going to be holding auditions very soon, sometime in the month of September, October. We're going to be doing a Zoom audition first in the month of September. So if you're an actor, if you're experienced on the stage, if you're non-experienced, give us a call anyhow, because we're looking for those diamonds in the rough, okay? And Sugar the Play has received an enormous amount of response here locally. And I'm very excited about Sugar the Play. I'm one of the co-writers of the play, and I think we've got something very, very special. It's an urban play set in the 1970s in the city of Chicago on the South Side. And Sugar, of course, is the main character. He's charismatic, he's savvy, he's intelligent, he's young, he's ambitious, and he's looking for something more out of life than just the game, which he's caught up in the game now. He has some of the other main characters. It's Levi, his Jewish childhood friend who grew up with Sugar, and they have become like brothers. And Levi actually brought Sugar into the game, taught him much of everything that he knows, and they're as tight as blood. And then you have Lola, who is an older love interest of Sugar. And she's sexy, she's savvy, she has her part in the game as well, and she's very good at what she does, but she simply loves Sugar, and she'll do anything for him. And then we have Renee, who's a younger love interest of Sugar. He has many love interests, but she's the youngest and youngest of the lot, and I think Sugar may even want to marry her. But we also have Roscoe, the double-dealing, backstabbing bartender. We also have Remy Martin, an older gangster in the play. We have Marshall, the younger gangster in the play. And we have Soldier Boy. We have Sister Soldier. We have Pastor Highway Heaven. We have also an Italian group called the Lambrusco Brothers. We have... quite a number of characters. I mean, this play is written with a large supporting cast. So if you're an actor, actress, and you have experience on stage, give us a call. You may really want to audition for Sugar. I'm telling you, Sugar the Play is going to be a tremendous success. It's going to be a hit. 216-394-8926. Give us a call. And be sure and go to our Facebook page, Sugar the Play, and like and support the page. And if you have any information about your history, a bio, of course, a headshot, you can download it onto the page. You can also go to Talk Back, our entertainment page, a thought-provoking talk format, our entertainment page, and check out the latest entertainment news that's here locally in the city of Cleveland as well as surrounding areas. Okay, so I'm a bit over my time. My time is actually up, and I've enjoyed talking with you today about Paul Robeson. Hope you enjoy the show. Until next time, America.
You have been listening to Talk Back with My Grandma on Spotify. Be sure and catch her every weekend. Oh, and by the way, my name is Kari. Bye.